In a recent Pew Research poll, 62% of Republicans favored a conditional grant of citizenship for illegal immigrants. When the word amnesty was added to the question, the figure sank to 47%.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That is the measure of President Bush's dilemma as he goes up to Capitol Hill tomorrow, pleading for revival of the immigration reform bill that failed to overcome the opposition of a concerted Senate minority last Thursday. What stymied the bill was not the numbers, but the intensity of feeling that the word amnesty evokes. In his Saturday radio address, the president pleaded for one more chance for the bipartisan bill, the product of months of negotiation. Fervently, he sought to assure the doubters that unlike the 1986 immigration bill, it does not grant amnesty to those who are already here. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez said on television yesterday that the administration is more determined than ever to push the bill. Between now and the lunch with Republican senators tomorrow, the administration is reportedly contemplating what further amendments to make in the desperate effort to revive the bill. From Air Force One en route from Bulgaria today, the president conferred by telephone with three principal sponsors of the bill: Republican John Kyle of Arizona, and two Democrats, Ken Salazar of Colorado and Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. For the president, this may be one of his last chances to build up his legacy. But if he is to succeed, he will have to defang that poisonous word, amnesty. This is Daniel Shore.